Russia invade Ukraine tomorrow? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Ukraine's leader says that's what he's been told, so he'll make it Union Day.
That afternoon, we will hang national flags, put on blue-yellow ribbons, and show the world our unity.
Though there are reports some Russian troops may move back to their bases after military exercises.
The U.S. sends more troops overseas to Europe to bolster NATO forces, with the Pentagon warning Putin could move with little to no warning. Meanwhile, the State Department says a window for diplomacy does remain open, with talks continuing with the Kremlin, but they're closing the embassy in Kyiv and warning Americans to get out of Ukraine, as well as neighboring countries like Belarus and Moldova.
Fox's Griff Jenkins has a response from Michael Sussman, the lawyer who worked for the Clinton campaign, then indicted in the special counsel Durham probe into the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation. A Durham filing accuses Sussman of working with a tech executive and internet company to infiltrate computer servers at Trump Tower and then at the Trump White House to look for links with Russia.
Sussman's attorney is asking a judge to strike or get rid of the section about the servers, writing, quote, the special counsel has again made a filing in this case that unnecessarily includes prejudicial and false allegations that are irrelevant to his motion and are plainly intended to politicize this case.
Fox's Brooke Singman, Virginia's governor, will soon sign into law an end to school mask mandates in the state after the also Republican-led legislature passed a bill. Governor Youngkin had an order giving parents an opt-out for their kids, but some counties defied it. California's indoor mask mandate ends today, but some counties like Los Angeles will still require it. In Washington, D.C., the mandate for people to prove they're COVID vaccinated to go to indoor public places was to take effect today, but it's been lifted. Mayor Muriel Bowser says
businesses may choose to keep vaccination requirements in their place.
COVID cases have declined in the U.S. 4 weeks in a row. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The diplomacy continues to try to prevent that Russian invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. Defense Secretary will do what he can.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is going to the NATO Defense Ministerial in Brussels this week as the world waits for Moscow's next move in the standoff over Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
One of the messages that the secretary will carry with him to NATO is that our contribution to the NATO response force, should it be called, should it be activated, they'll be ready to go.
Austin's agenda also includes stops in Poland and Lithuania to meet with regional leaders and U.S. forces in those countries. Kirby says there's still hope for a peaceful resolution.
We would welcome a pursuit of that path by the Russians.
Russia denies planning to attack its neighbor. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
There's been an all-night search off the North Carolina Outer Banks after a small plane with 8 people on board crashed into the Atlantic. So far, just debris and one body's been found. On Wall Street, we've seen some rising stock futures and markets also higher overseas on reports of some of those Russian troops perhaps returning to bases. This the day after some selling. The Dow dropped 171 points. A super celebration at Disneyland.
Hundreds taking to the parade route down Main Street, USA at Walt Disneyland Monday to honor the Los Angeles Rams Super Bowl win over the Cincinnati Bengals, just 30 miles away from the theme park at the Rams' home of SoFi Stadium. L.A. quarterback Matthew Stafford, defensive lineman Aaron Donald, and receiver Cooper Kupp riding the float to honor the team's Super Bowl 56 win. Kupp, the MVP of the big game, addressed the crowd.
This has just been incredible. Being the happiest place on earth with all our fans here, just an incredible experience. Thank you.
Celebrations are far from over for the new Super Bowl champs. The Rams will be honored with a parade through L.A., culminating in a rally outside Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum on Wednesday.
Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
At the Olympics in Beijing, Team USA is now up to 17 medals, tied with Canada for third, 7 behind the leader Norway. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.